Good morning. I'm Alisa Z. Thank you for listening to the Sunday edition. We are remembering Morgan. Don't forget Morgan.org. And thank you so much, Kelly Kazol, for coming here and talking personally and publicly about what your family is going through with you and Kevin and Connor and beautiful little Morgan, who is, she's got to be struggling, poor thing, right? With it's, BPAP.
Yes, she struggles. The hard part is that she can't communicate to us if she is in pain. So that, you know, uncertainty of, is she in pain? Is she not? And,
right.
You know, it leaves us all with a lot of anxiety and, you know.
You're walking on eggshells because you want to do the right thing.
Right.
What does she know? I'm sure you talk to her all the time, even if you're not sure what she's understanding or taking in.
But we try to explain things to her.
Okay.
She can communicate things like, you know, as I mentioned, if she wants something to eat or, she, you know, go night-night, you know, want a bath. So there's some basic, you know, things that she can communicate, which is great.
Yes.
Because most kids with BPAN cannot. So we're very fortunate in that way. But we do worry a lot about, you know, does she have a headache? You know, kids with, she does experience seizures. So she's on medicine for that. She can't regulate her body temperature. So there's all things that are not even known that the kids face. So it is a little bit of a guessing game and just really going with more of back of your mother's instinct of, is something wrong? Is something not wrong? My husband is one that likes to go right to the ER, and I'm like, well, I'm not sure. So we're a good balance.
You balance each
way.
Other out. Yes. That's good. You balance one another out.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be so difficult because all a parent wants to do is what's best for their child. Now, I know you mentioned this is a genetic disease, but when we were talking before we went on the air, it is not necessarily hereditary, though, right?
Correct. My husband, Kevin, and I do not have this mutation on the gene, so it's a spontaneous just mutation on the WDR45 gene, and they don't really know a lot about why yet.
Okay.
There's only maybe a handful of researchers in the world even studying BPAN. It's not like, you know, other big diseases like cancer and things like that where you've got billions of dollars of researchers working. So that's what we are trying. Really, my mission with Don't Forget Morgan is that we raise awareness, try to, you know, raise funding to get researchers to get a cure because so few people are working on it. And, you know, with no one working on it, there's less hope for a cure, less hope for a therapy to help with kids that are maybe have it a little bit more than Morgan does, where they need help with those daily symptoms that they're struggling with.
Well, and coming out and speaking publicly and speaking with some of your well-connected, high-profile friends and acquaintances, I'm hoping that lights a fire because it's, I mean, I understand the math and the business of it. However, it's never made sense to my heart that just because only a few hundred people suffer from something, there isn't a full-blown research effort going toward helping
all of
those people.
Yeah, that's why we kind of came up with the Don't Forget Morgan.
Yes.
Because there's about 500 kids that have this, and they're kind of forgotten right now. And thank you for talking with me today about it, because the more I can get the word out about BPAN and really all the rare diseases, you know, it's so helpful because parents are forced to be scientists, to be PR people, to get the word out about rare diseases to help their kids.
Some of the terminology you've learned, some of the science you've learned. I'm sure your aunt is very proud of how much you're absorbing this.
She knows way more than I do. I'm still sports and marketing, entertainment is my background, but I'm
much
slowly
of it
learning.
Baptism by fire, things you never thought you needed to know.
Correct.
But the more you know, the more you're able to help your child. And I'm sure the information you're getting from the group on Facebook has to be, there must be some kernels of hope coming from that too, right?
Yes, there's a, I mentioned the NBI Association.
Right.
So they've issued a few grants over the years for BPAN. Then there's another mom who started an organization called BPAN Warriors. And she spent the last 3 years really digging into the science, what people are working on. So she's been a great resource. another mom, Christina, that I'm working with, who's got the pen pal with Connor. You know, her and I have really tried to forge ahead to the next level. How do we get in front of pharmaceutical companies? And
right.
So she's got us into a couple, which is exciting.
Does your aunt still have connections at pharmaceutical companies?
I'm sorry.
Does your aunt still have connections?
She does.
To pharmaceutical
companies?
She does.
Yeah. So she's knocking on doors. Good. We just need that one, you know, one yes. to happen.
You know, I always
fingers
remember,
crossed on that.
I always remember being told that Colonel Sanders knocked on, I think, 1,000 doors, and 999 of them said no, mm-hmm. and then the one said yes, and mm-hmm. and there's the secret
sauce.
That's
all we need is one.
You and your army are knocking on thousands of mm-hmm. doors, metaphorically and physically, and one of them's going to open.
That's what the hope is.
One of them yes. is going to open. Mm-hmm. What do you do as a family for leisure time? I'm sure going out and about is not easy, but it's important for Morgan, for Connor, and for you and Kevin mm-hmm. to have time out. And I'm not asking because I want to know what movies you see. Mm-hmm. You know, the more you talk about it, the more listeners mm-hmm. are going to realize, oh, my family can mm-hmm. have full lives too. Because it's important to maintain some semblance of normalcy, right? Mm-hmm.
Yes, Morgan is, you know, in many ways like any other kid that's in her pre-K class. You know, she loves music and she loves to hug. She is Aww. The best hugger that you have ever. I mean, she gets in there so much, especially with her kisses, you feel her teeth. I mean, she wants to give you a hug, and she wants to give strangers hugs. Aww. And
she's a
just
love
has
bug.
A joy for life. You know, she loves being outdoors. She loves going for walks. We go outside in our neighborhood, and she likes the statues. She's named yeah. the different statues that people have in their gardens.
That's so cute.
Just really the simple things in life give yes. her so much joy. Her school recently for Rare Disease Day made a book about what they love about Morgan. And I mean, every page I just, oh, you know, cry yes. even harder because how sweet and caring these children are to her. It means everything. So it's great. She loves also Small World ride at Disney. We just
oh,
went to
really?
Disney World.
Did
and
you?
She's in the stroller going, I want Small World. Okay, we're going okay. back to Small
here
World.
Here we go. Here yeah. we go. That's awesome. We have just a couple minutes left. Mm-hmm. One, I'd like you to talk to parents who have children who are ill and remind them, and maybe this is a reminder for you too, mm-hmm. to do something for yourself now and then, because I know that's not easy.
Yeah, that's a good point, because I'm the last on the list, you know, that gets
know.
Taken care of, and my husband too. You know, there's especially when you have a child that needs extra special care.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just went to my regular doctor for the first time because I hadn't been in years,
right.
you know, so it is important to try to make the needs, because if we're not healthy mentally, physically,
right.
I won't be prepared to take care of Morgan 10, 20, 30 years from now, which
right.
is, you know, our reality. And it really is important. So my husband and I are trying to take baby steps to make sure that we go to the doctor, we get proper counseling, we, you know, take a trip here and there, which
good.
We don't do. But right. we're going to, that's the next on the
even
list.
A movie.
Mm-hmm.
Even a movie
right.
would be good. The mother in me is reminding
yes.
you. Go to a
you.
Movie, sit in a bubble bath mm-hmm. with the door locked so the kids don't come in.
Right.
Little
exactly.
things like
knock,
that.
Knock.
Yes. like that commercial with the woman in the bathroom, and she goes, it's dad, because she doesn't want the kids to come in.
Yeah, exactly.
they're,
yeah.
they're all looking for mom. Yeah. Well, I just know that with you at the helm of Team Morgan and Kevin by your side and the beautiful team you're putting together, I know more and more people will find out about BPAN, which means more money coming in, which means greater research, which means that picture we painted at the beginning, 20 years from now, Morgan coming in and telling whomever's sitting here then, my mama was here. Let's give the website one more time before we close for
sure.
the day.
It's don'tforgetmorgan.org, and there is a donation button. We're
good.
A 501c3, so all donations are tax deductible, and anything that people can support is so appreciated.
Don'tforgetmorgan.org. Kelly, thank you so much for sharing your story. I know you've helped some other people who are going through similar crises, And I hope it helped you to talk a little bit.
I really appreciate it. Yes, you were great.
It's
Thank you
my
so much.
Pleasure. Thank you all for spending your morning here with us once again. I'm Elisa Z. You're listening to the Sunday Edition.